we heard the smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime, anywhere.
This is your old friend Stolen Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day. And I'm not joking when I say that I look forward to this little visit with you folks with more pleasure than I would to a banquet. Because it's a real feast to me just to know that you're listening to my program of songs and philosophy. While fussing around in the garden t'other day, I happened to see an old piece of plank that someone had laid down for a walk long time ago. It was about half covered over with dirt and was sunk rather deep into the ground. And so, thinking I was going to do some real cleaning up, I pulled this old plank up. Boy, oh boy, I sure did stir up a commotion. Worms, ants, crickets, sow bugs, beetles and bugs of all kinds, which made their home there, suddenly found themselves exposed to broad daylight. My, oh me. I never saw such carryings on. The worms immediately began pulling themselves into their holes. The ants rushed after their baby eggs and began carrying them to a safe hiding place. And the others ran helter-skelter into whatever available dark place there might be. And I said to myself, now you've done it, Stolen Town. You've uncovered a hideout. And I got to thinking, there's lots of folks that way, too. Go along self-confident, some of them arrogant, and cocksure of themselves. Until something in their lives are uncovered. And then they dig for the first dark hole they can find. Instead of facing the music and seeing it through.
Sometimes between long shadows on the I see
Dark. Not that they've done anything to be ashamed of, no. They just do not care for glamour and glare. They may be responsible for something that has done great good and really been a blessing to mankind. And yet, when they're invited to let the world see them, they hide themselves away. You know, they remind me of timid little animals who scamper away and hide in the tall timbers or under the leaves. They're quite ready when the light is put on them to say, "Good night, ladies."
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies. Going to leave you now. Merrily we roll along, roll along. Merrily we roll along o'er the dark blue sea. Farewell, ladies. Farewell, ladies.
Too, there are those who do not like to have light on them because they don't want to see what's going on. They want to keep in the dark. They have a notion that if light was put on them, that it might reveal something in their souls that was not too pleasant to look at. They're afraid that the purity of light might burn into their consciousness and start the fires of remorse. Poor souls. If they only knew that it's only a matter of time when they will eventually have to come out in the sunshine, it might be an incentive to come now while the sun shines bright and there's a decent chance to get the right light. Isn't there a line in the Bible that says something about hiding your light under a bushel? I never could understand what a person would want to do that for, anyhow. Seems to me that that would be a mighty poor place to stick a light. True, if we brought it outside, we'd have to be careful that it didn't blow out. But it would be worth protecting, because it would light the way and help us find Paradise Valley.
I found a Paradise Valley, a new world seemed to open its doors. The heavens beamed. Paradise Valley, the brother smile that I've waited for. Though the trail seemed long, weary and blue, it was all worth the while, for when I found Paradise Valley, the sweetest dream that ever came true.
dawn's new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendships knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.